heads and put in silence.
阿门。
阿门。
奉主耶稣圣名开始早上安息日的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath morning service.
我们来唱诗109首。
Let's sing hymn number 109.
109.
109.
现在来祷告。
Now let's pray.
感谢主不断的施恩眷顾我们。
We thank God that His continuous mercies continue to preserve us.
我们求主带领我们未来。
And we ask God to guide our future steps.
让我们都能够在主的恩，走在主的恩典当中。
That we can always walk in His grace.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主带领属我们今天的聚会。
Let's pray one accord and ask God to guide our service today. Good morning.
我们今天早上来学习主耶稣骑着驴驹进耶路撒冷。
This morning we're going to learn about Jesus riding on a colt entering into Jerusalem.
有关这个事迹啊, 在圣经里面, 四个福音书里面都有记载。
And regarding this particular event, the four gospels all recorded.
这是发生在主耶稣要被钉十字架之前。
This event happened about 5 to 6 days before Jesus was crucified. Let's refer to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11.
我们先把这一段圣经读一遍。
And let's first read over this passage.
11章第一节,
chapter 11, verse 1.
耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷, 到了伯法其和伯大尼。 在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒。第二节，对他们说：“你们往对面村子里去，一进去的时候，必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。”第三节，若有人对你们说：“为什么做这事？”你们就说：“ 主要用它，那人必立时让你们牵来。第四节，他们去了，并看见一匹驴驹拴在门外街道上，就把它解开。第五节，门徒照着主耶稣所说的回答。 那些人就任凭他们牵去了。第七节。Verse 7。他们把驴驹牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。第八节。Verse 8。有许多人把衣服铺在路上，也有人把田间的树枝砍下来铺在路上。第九节。Verse 9。 前行不随的人都喊着说：“何善哪！奉主名来的是应当称颂的。”十节。那将要来的我主大卫之国是应当称颂的。高高在上，何善哪！十一节。耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣殿，周围看了各样物件，天色已晚。 就按十二个门徒出城往伯大尼去了。这记载主耶稣在末后进到耶路撒冷的情形。This
passage describes the events leading up to Jesus entering into Jerusalem during his last days.
因为主耶稣将要在逾越节的时候要被杀，并在十字架上。
He would be betrayed and crucified and captured and during the Passover.
耶稣在传道的3年半的时间当中啊,
during the 3 years which Jesus preached,
他虽然到处教训人很多道理,
even though he taught the people many teachings,
他行了很多神迹,
and performed many miracles,
但他都告诉门徒说, 你们不要, 把这个事情传出去, 不要传扬我的名。
He would always tell his disciples not to mention what he did and not to proclaim his name.
所以啊，主耶稣出去传道的时候是在默默当中啊，来传福音救人。
Which means that as he preached in secret in order to save people.
他不愿意人宣扬他就是弥赛亚。
He wasn't willing to have people proclaim that he was the Messiah.
啊，主是在他的工作当中啊，把他显明出来。
Instead, he would let his work manifest who he really was.
啊，当然，他一方面呢、啊、是。避免众人的误会。
On the one hand, he did this so that the people wouldn't misunderstand.
因为有的人认为说他要来地面上做地面上的王。
Because some people felt he came to become the king in that world.
所以像希律王为了要保住自己的王位啊，所以把一些无辜的人呢、啊、就把他杀掉了。
Which is why, for example, King Herod, in order to preserve his kingdom, killed many innocent people.
当主耶稣有一次啊，变饼给5000人吃了以后。
One time after Jesus broke bread for 5,000.
啊、有的人、啊、就来要扶他为、扶他起来做王。
Many people wanted to exalt him to make him king.、
啊、主耶稣就叫众人散掉了、啊、他就到了另外一个城去。
Instead, he dispersed the crowd and went to a different city.
所以他避免人家误会，他以为是要来地上得到权柄。
So Jesus wanted to prevent people misunderstanding him that he came into this world to bring authority to a real physical kingdom.
到了最后的时期啊，主耶稣知道他要把自己的身份显明的时候已经来到。
But during the end of his life, when he realized it was time for him to manifest his status.
因为那个时候啊，犹太人的官长啊，已经下决心啊，把他定了死罪，要不然把他处死。
Because the officials at the time had already judged him and condemned him to death.
但是主耶稣为了让众人知道啊，弥赛亚所要建立的国度不是地上的王权。
But in order for Jesus to allow the people to understand that the Messiah came not to establish a worldly kingdom.
所以他说啊，人主要被高举起来，然后万民来吸，来就近他。
He said the Son of Man will be exalted so that all people may come to him.
所以他是要通过死亡啊。来胜过死亡。
So he would go through death in order to overcome.
来建立一个属灵的国度。
And in doing so, establish a spiritual kingdom.
让人能够靠着他来得到永远的生命。
So that by relying on him, people may receive eternal life.
所以主耶稣不断地向门徒宣告说啊，他要为众人被钉十字架。
And so Jesus often proclaimed to his disciples that he would die for all mankind.
但实际上啊，那个时候啊，门徒还是不是很清楚。
But in reality, the disciples themselves were not even very clear on what he
meant. 那他在最后一周的时候啊，他就以王子的身份啊，骑着驴驹啊，进耶路撒冷。
But during the last stage of his life, he used the status of the Son of Man to ride on a colt into Jerusalem.
因为他是要从大卫的祖孙出来。
Because he was to come from the lineage of David.
啊，那个时候神也借着众民啊，在那边欢呼啊。说这是和平的王啊，啊来到了。
And God stirred up the people so that they would all cry that this was the Prince of Peace.
啊，所以我们看到主耶稣最后啊是骑着驴驹啊啊进耶路撒冷。
Which is why we see in the very end Jesus rode on a colt in Jerusalem.
啊，说众人在那边呢、啊、欢迎他。
And all the people praised and received him.
啊，有的把那个树枝啦、衣服都铺在路上啊，大家在那边欢呼。
Some would take branches in their own clothing and lay it on the ground.
啊，不断的高喊说啊，何善呐！
And they would cry out, Hosanna.
啊，何善呐，就是那个拯救者啊，来到。
Hosanna means the Savior has come.
啊，大家非常的大声欢呼啊，说奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
And everyone praised out loud, saying, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
啊，当然那个时候法利赛人很不高兴。
Now, of course, the Pharisees were not very pleased with this.
他对主耶稣说啊，你要咒诅众人啊，不要叫他们呼叫啊。
They said to Jesus, you need to stop the people and tell them not to cry out like
this. 但是主耶稣说啊，如果众人不呼叫，石头都会呼叫啊。
But Jesus replied and said, if even the people don't cry out, the stones will.
因为按照圣经的预言啊，主耶稣要借着婴孩的苦衷啊，啊来得到颂赞，得到荣耀。
Out of the prophecy, according to the prophecies, out of the mouth of babes,Will eternal life be mentioned?
所以主耶稣在最后的时间呐、啊，啊，就把他弥赛亚，啊，这个君王的身份啊，大卫的祖孙的身份，把他显明出来。
In the last period of his life, he was able to proclaim his status as the son of David.
啊，得到众民的称赞。
To receive praise from all of the people.
那我们今天早上特别要来谈这个小驴驹呀。
Now this morning we're going to place a special emphasis on this little colt.
这个主耶稣不骑马，而骑着驴驹进城。
Jesus didn't ride on a horse, instead he rode on a colt to enter the city.
这个驴驹在当地是普通的交通工具。
Now during that time, the colt was a very common form of transportation.
从一些资料里面知道说啊，这个驴啊，啊因为它走路非常的脚步非常的稳定。
And according to some studies, the colt, his footsteps were very stable and firm.
他可以载很多的重的东西。
Therefore, he was able to carry a very heavy load.
他可以当做那个坐啊坐骑啊，就是可以坐在这个驴机上啊，啊来行动啊，啊就非常的方便。
And it was also very convenient if a person were to ride on the colt.
尤其那个山坡路啊。
Especially if you were trying to go up the mountain, the colt had a very stable footing.
因为这个耶路撒冷是在一个高山上，所以主耶稣要进到高山呢，所以特别骑着驴驹。
And since Jesus was trying to ride up into Jerusalem, which is a higher elevation, he rode on a colt.
那驴驹也有一些特色。
Now colts also have some unique traits.
驴子啊，是一种忠心呐、任劳任任的。
Colts and donkeys in general are a very faithful animal.
巴兰啊，曾经要违背神的旨意，要去咒诅以色列人。
One time, Balaam disobeyed God and wanted to curse the Israelites.
啊，结果啊，在那个他巴兰骑着驴子的时候啊，啊，因为驴看到有天使在阻挡，所以他就往那个墙壁的地方啊挤，结果把那个巴兰就。
However, while riding on his donkey, the donkey saw the angel standing before him, and so he rode closer to the wall and harmed Balaam.
结果巴兰就大了呀，因为他很生气。
And so because Balaam was injured, he was angry and he struck his donkey.
结果那个神就让那个驴子开口讲话。
At this point, God allowed the donkey to be able to speak.
对巴兰说啊，你知道我从小就让你骑啊，我曾经有过这样吗
？And he said to Balaam, "You know, I've let you ride on me since I was young. Have I ever done this to you before?"
后来神就让巴兰看到，原来是有天使在那边阻挡。
And then God allowed Balaam to see the angel who was standing opposing them.
啊，所以巴兰就知道说，其实这一批驴驹啊，从小让他骑大，啊，其实啊都是很忠心、很顺服的。
At that point, Balaam realized that the donkey allowed Balaam to ride on him since he was young because he was a faithful donkey.
啊，因为巴兰那个时候他是要违背神的命令啊，
because,
啊所以神才派天使来阻挡他。
Because Balaam was going to disobey God's commandments, God sent an angel to stand before them.
哎，借着这个驴驹啊来教训巴兰。
And to use this donkey to teach Balaam a lesson. 哦，
啊，所以让我们从这里看到说，这个驴驹本身是很温柔、很顺服的动物。
We see that the donkey is very gentle and very submissive animal.
撒迦利亚书的第九章啊，啊就特别预言到主耶稣要骑着驴驹的。
Zechariah chapter 9 especially prophesies that Jesus would ride on a donkey.
说他是一个和平的君王。
Because he was a prince of peace.
那所以主耶稣选择驴驹啊，不选择战马。
This is why Jesus chose the donkey and not a horse.
因为驴驹有很多的特性啊，跟主耶稣的特性啊是一样的。
Because the colt had many unique characteristics that were similar to Jesus.
因为呢，主耶稣是柔和谦卑的，是温柔安静的。
Jesus was meek and lowly, gentle and quiet.
啊，这是一种和平的君王的一种特色。
These are traits of a king of peace.
啊，所以这是主耶稣选用这个驴驹啊主要的原因。
And this is the principal reason why Jesus chose a colt.
我们看回来这个马可福音啊。
Let's turn back to Mark.
啊，第一章，十一章的第一节里面呢、啊，谈到说啊，主耶稣来到这个。
In chapter 11, verse 1, it mentions Jesus was drawing near to Bethphage and Bethany.
因为这个村庄啊，就很靠近这个耶路撒冷。
And since these cities were very close to Jerusalem,
我们知道这个伯大尼啊，有一个家庭是主耶稣常常喜欢到他们家去的。
We know in Bethany there is a house that Jesus often liked to visit.
啊，这个家庭啊，就是马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路的家。
This is the house of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
啊，因为这是主耶稣所爱的家庭。
This was a family whom Jesus loved.
啊，可能他父母亲都不在了。
Perhaps they didn't have any more parents.
他们父母亲，他们这些兄弟啊，很爱主。
And these children loved the Lord.
啊，伯大尼的本来的意思就是贫穷之家。
Bethany actually means a poor house.
啊，这个驴子应该是在伯大尼的对面的村庄，就是在伯华奇。
And the donkey, the colt, was actually found in Bethphage, which was opposite Bethany.
主耶稣叫两个门徒说：“你们到对面的村庄去，有一批驴驹啊，绑在那里。”
Jesus told his disciples, go into the village opposite you and you will find a colt.
你们进到村庄以后，你就会看得见。
And when you enter the village, you will see it.
那个驴驹啊，是没有人骑过的。
It's a colt that no one has ever ridden on.
你们就把它解开，就牵来。
Loose it and bring it to me.
后来门徒去了以后啊，真的是有一批驴驹在那里。
After the disciples went, they truly found this colt.
所以他们就把它解开啊，就牵来。
And they loosened it and they brought it over.
所以我们知道说啊，主耶稣他是无所不能、无所不知的神。
We know that Jesus is the all-knowing and almighty God.
所以他知道说啊，对面有一批驴驹啊，他就是预备要给主来用。
That's how he knew that there was a colt prepared for him to use in the opposite village.
因为他是全能的主啊，无所不知的神。
He's the all-knowing and almighty God.
万所有的万事万物啊，都是为着主预备的。
Everything in this world is prepared for him.
也是归他所有啊，都能。
And it belongs to him so that he can use it.
所以门徒啊就把驴驹啊把它取来要给主使用。
The disciples went and they gathered this colt for Jesus to use.
所以圣经里面说啊，天上地下所有的权柄啊都在主的手中。
The Bible says everything in heaven, on earth, and beneath earth are in God's control.
主耶稣为着要完成啊救赎的工作，他可以应用一切的。
In order to fulfill his plan of salvation, Jesus can use any type of thing he needs.
来完成神所要做的事情。
To fulfill the work which God wants to complete.
所以我们将来圣工要发展也是一样的。
In the future, if we want the holy work to prosper, it's the same.
在创世纪里面谈到亚伯兰曾经有一次要
In the book of Genesis, it records one time Abraham was to offer his son to God.
后来啊，神说啊，你的心意我已经看清楚了。
And then God said, I've seen your heart.
你不要在孩子的身上动手伤害他。
Do not harm the child.
而且那个时候，神就让亚伯拉罕呐抬头看到有一只羊啊被卡在那个树丛当中。
After this, God allowed Abraham to look up and he saw a ram caught in the woods.
后来他就把那个 羊羔啊，就牵来代替他的儿子，把他献上了。
And so he went and he brought this ram and he placed it on the altar to take his.
亚伯拉罕就讲了一句话，说啊，在神的山上，凡事都有预备。
And then Abraham said, on the mountain of God, he will prepare.
他说那个献以撒的地方啊，摩利亚山上，后来也是神建造圣殿的地方。
The place where Abraham was to offer his son Isaac, Mount Moriah, is also the place where God's temple was later built.
所以所罗门建造圣殿的时候，神也透过以色列百姓，透过大卫王预备了很多很多的材料。
Which is also why that when David was preparing the materials, they prepared abundant materials.
可以把这个圣殿啊，把它建造起来。
To allow the temple to eventually.
所罗巴伯他们回来建造圣殿的时候。
Zerubbabel, when he later came back to rebuild the temple,
虽然是很贫穷的时候,
even though at the time the people were in poverty,
但神说啊, 我要震动万国, 万国的珍宝就会运来,
God said, I will move the nation so that all of the precious treasures will flow into
让神的殿啊, 充满着荣耀,
so that the temple of God may be filled with
他说这个殿后来的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀,
furthermore, the glory of this latter temple will be greater than the former.
因为神说, 金子是我的, 银子是我的,
because God has said, gold and silver are both
所以我要震动万国,
万国的财宝就会运来, and I will shake the nations and all of their treasures will flow to you.
所以神也让当时的以色列人啊, 虽然在极穷困难当中啊, 花了四年功夫啊，就把这个圣殿重建完成。
So even though the people were very poor at the time, God allowed them to be able to rebuild the temple.
所以我们知道啊，在神的山上啊，都有预备。
Therefore, we too know that on the mountain of God, He will prepare.
我们看到末世的教会啊，这个福音要传遍到全世界。
The church in the end days, the gospel needs to be spread.
当然，有时候我们觉得我们人力很缺乏，我们业务力也很缺乏。
A lot of times when we feel we're lacking in manpower or in material things.
但是我们知道，我们所敬拜的是赏赐万福、赏赐万物给人享用的神。
However, we do know that God is a God who gives to all mankind.
所以不是靠我们人的势力才能。
So we do not need to rely on our ability or our strength or will.
主要神跟我们同在啊，神就能够预备，神就能够祝福。
As long as God is abiding with us, He will prepare and bless us.
借着所有的万物啊，来彰显出神的荣耀来。
So that all creation can manifest His glory.
这里讲到这个驴驹啊，是从来没有人骑过的。
And chapter 11 also mentions this donkey, this colt was never ridden on before.
我们知道古时候他们要献祭物给神。
We know in the Old Testament they would have often have to sacrifice.
说最好的祭物啊，就是还没有负过轭的。
And the best sacrifice was the sacrifice that had never taken on a yoke.
好像要脱耶柜的两头母牛也是一样。
Just like the two female cows who carried or who pulled the ark.
因为他们也是没有负过轭的。
They had never been yoked.
这个是表示说啊，要服侍神的人呐，要是纯洁的。
This means that those who serve God must be pure.
没有被世俗啊。或者是罪恶啊沾染的。
They're not defiled by this world or by sin.
没有被罪的担子啊来辖制的。
And they're not ensnared by the burden of sin.
所以保罗说啊，我们都要脱离卑贱。
Paul says we need to.
我们要脱离卑贱的事情。
We need to depart from the lowly things.
追求圣洁。
And pursue holiness.
才能够成为贵重的器皿。
So that we can become vessels utilized by God.
然后预备好我们住籍啊，让神来使用。
So that when we prepare ourselves, then God can use us.
就能够成就啊各样的美事。
And in doing so, we can fulfill many beautiful works.
所以我们一方面呢，要好好的充实我们自己。
On the one hand, we need to cultivate ourselves.
一方面在属灵的道理上、技术上啊，不断的追求进步。
We need to continue to pursue advancement in our spirituality and the knowledge of the Bible.
一方面呢，灵修完全。
And to pursue completeness in our cultivation.
将来主有一天呢、要用我们的话，我们就能够成为贵重的器皿呢、来被主使用。
So that one day, if God is ready to use us, we can become a precious vessel able to be used by Him.
主人啊，把这个驴驹啊，从小的时候啊，慢慢抚养长大。
The master of this colt raised them from his youth.
当然要花了很多很长的时间。
It took a lot of time and effort.
要给他一些训练。
He had to train the colt.
让他能够负重轭。
So that he could be able to carry a yoke on him.
当他已经被训练好了，预备好了。
And after he was trained and prepared,
有一天啊，主要用他的时候啊，就被主使用。
Then one day when the Lord was ready to use him, he was used.
我们也是一样啊，预备好我们住旗，等到主要用我们的时候，我们就能够成为主贵重美好的器皿。
The same is true of us. We prepare ourselves until one day God is ready to use us, and then we become a precious vessel.
他能够成为一个忠心良善的神的好仆人。
And we can become a true and faithful good servant of God.
当两个仆人两个门徒来解驴驹的时候。
When the two disciples went to loosen the colt,
这一只驴驹就很顺服的就被牵走了。
This colt very submissively went with them.
当中有些人看到说你们解驴驹做什么。
Now there were some people who saw them loosening the colt and they asked them why.
当然这包括这个驴驹的主人在。
Of course this also includes the master of the colt.
门徒就说因为主要用它。
But the disciples replied and said the Lord has need of it.
结果他们就没有再讲话了就让门徒把他牵走。
Once the disciples said this, they didn't say anything else, and the disciples left.
所以我们看到这个驴驹还有驴驹的主人他们甘愿被主来使用。
We see the donkey, the colt, and the colt's master were all willing to be used by the Lord.
所以让我们知道说这个主权是在神。
But what this tells us is that authority is in the hands of God.
不是我们人决定说我怎样来。我要不要让主使用？
We can't decide ourselves whether we're willing to be used by God.
而是主决定说我要不要用你。
Instead, it's God who decides whether He wants to use you.
所以一个人能够被主使用这是很大的恩典，也是很大的福分。
But if a person is used by God, then that is His blessing.
所以虽然预备好了，但是主不一定要用
However, even though you prepare yourself, God may not choose to use you.
因为要不要用这是主耶稣自己本身可以决定的。
Because only God is the one who can choose whether to use you or not.
不是驴驹本身自己决定的。
It's not the colt himself.
所以我们今天呢、啊，在服侍神呢、啊，也要有一个正确的观念。
Today, when we serve God, we need to have this correct concept.
不是说我要做什么，我不做什么。
We can't think to ourselves, "Oh, I want to do this or that."
因为这个主权是在神。
But this authority is in God's hands.
神要我们做什么，我们就做什么。
Whatever He wants us to do, then we do it.
所以保罗蒙主耶稣选召的时候
，Paul, after he was called and chosen by God,
因为他第一句话他就问说：“主啊，你是谁？”
The first thing he asked was, "Lord, who are you?"
啊，主耶稣说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
And Jesus replied and said, "I am Jesus whom you persecute."
啊，他对主耶稣有认识了以后啊
，Once he had recognition of
Jesus, 他第二句话就问：“主啊，你要我为你做什么？”
He followed up by asking, "Lord, what do you want me to do?"
他不是说我想做这个，我想要做那个。
He didn't say, "Lord, I want to do this or that for you."
因为这个主权是在神。
He didn't say this because this authority is in
God's hands. 我们只是无用的仆人。
We're just an unprofitable servant.
啊，所以主要我们做什么，我们只有顺服主的旨意来做。
Whatever the Lord wants us to do, then all we can do is submit and do.
啊，这样我们的服事啊，才有它的价值跟意义。
It's only then will our servitude have value and meaning.
如果说我们在服侍神是都是按照我们自己的主意来服侍。
If we serve God continually out of our own motivation,
啊，但是很多的服侍啊，不是神愿意的。
But all of our servitude is not pleasing to God.
虽然你很卖力啊，但是神不喜悦啊。啊，做你所做的都是白费功夫的。
Then even though you work very hard and diligently, God is not pleasing with this, and it's for nothing.
所以我们在服侍神啊，我们一定要查验啊，何是何为神的旨意。
Therefore, when we serve God, we need to test to find out what is the will of God.
要了解主要我们为他做什么。
To understand what does God want us to do for Him.
因为这个主权是在神，而不是在我们。
Because this decision and authority lies with Him only.
过去有一个弟兄啊，他帮忙教会做一些事情。
There was a brother in the past who helped the church out.
因为那个时候教会需要那个电话的，那个免费电话的那个。这个工具啊，让人能够打电话进来啊，能够啊了解我们教会的一些事情。
At the time, the church was looking for a free way so that people can call our church to understand what our church is all about.
当然，那个弟兄啊，很有才干，没有错了。
And it's true, this brother was very talented.
啊，但是教会有教会的一些原则。
But the church has its own principles.
说不要太复杂。
We say we don't want it too complicated.
啊，人家一进来，用一个简单的、比较亲切的一些啊问一些话哈、啊，让人能够在啊进来以后，在其他的部分啊才能够继续的查考。
We wanted it so that if they called in, they would just hear some simple messages about our church.Without being too complicated, and further, if they wanted more information, we would bring them to church.
啊，但是他有他自己的一些想法。
But he had his own thoughts and opinions.
啊，他也花了很多时间啊，录了很多的内容。
And then he spent a lot of time recording a very elaborate message.
啊，但是很可惜啊，后来教会觉得说那个不是很适合。
Unfortunately, later on, the church decided this wasn't very appropriate.
啊，因为一段时间以后，很多的反应都不是很好。
Because after a period of time, the feedback was that the messages.
啊，所以虽然花了很多时间呐、啊，但是最后啊，还是没有办法用。
Even though he spent a lot of time working on this, in the end, we couldn't use it.
啊，所以我们在做神的工作也是这样。
The same is true when we do God's work.
虽然我们也很有才干和能力。
Even though we have a lot of talents and abilities.
那人往往就会想要我要做什么，而不想、不是想做。教会要什么，神要什么。
Oftentimes, this leads us to think, "What do I want to do?" instead of wondering what the church and God.
啊，所以有时候花了很多的功夫啊，但是最后啊，没有办法用啊，就很浪费时间，很可惜了。
In the end, even though we spend a lot of effort into it, because the church can't use it, then it's unfortunately a waste.
所以我们要知道说啊，主权在神，我们只是神的仆人。
It's important for us to recognize that the authority is in God's hand, and we're merely His servants.
我们要去查验。什么是神的旨意
？We need to search out what is His will.
神给我们什么样的恩赐？神给我们啊，要我们呢、啊，借着我们来为他做什么
？What gifts and talents has God given us so that we can serve Him with it？
啊，另外一个就是这一特别第一句啊，非常的顺服。
Also, we see here that this cult is submissive.
啊，所以主既然要用啊，门徒一解开啊，他就很顺服的就被。 天去了。
Because the Lord had need of him, as soon as his disciples loosened him, he followed.
我们看到有很多啊被神重用的工人啊都是这样很顺服的。
We see a lot of workers who are used by God are like this, they're submissive.
好像以赛亚先知啊。
For example, the prophet Isaiah.
啊，神先让他看到一个异象。
God first allowed Isaiah to see a vision.
啊，说神啊，啊，他穿着长袍的衣服啊，遮盖了整个圣殿，显出他的荣耀来。
Isaiah saw a vision of God sitting on his throne with a train filling the temple.
啊，有很多的天使啊，在神的面前在服侍他。
And he saw many angels serving and ministering before God.
啊，因为神的光一照啊，所以以赛亚先知就看到自己的软弱跟缺点。
And because as soon as God's glory shines upon you, Isaiah realized his own frailty and weaknesses.
他说：“我是一个嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的百姓当中。
”And he cried out and saying, "I'm a man of unclean lips, living in an amongst people who are unclean."
啊，我是一个有罪的人呐、啊，而且我有看到了神的大荣耀。
He said, "I'm a sinner, and yet I have seen the great glory of God."
所以他觉得说啊，我可能会灭亡了。
And so he thought that he would be destroyed.
因为人，神是圣洁完全的。
Because God is holy and perfect.
啊，人的不洁净啊，有时候见到神啊，会被击杀死掉。
Sometimes when an unclean person meets and sees God's glory, he will be cast
down. 因为经不起这个神的荣耀。
And he will be killed because he can't withstand this glory.
后来有一个天使啊，就用那个火炭啊，来沾以赛亚的嘴唇。
But later on, an angel with tongs and a coal touched the lips of Isaiah.
所以要把他那个不洁净的东西啊，把它除掉。
So that he would purge him of his iniquity and sin.
所以他的罪啊，就得到赦免了。
And then Isaiah's sins were forgiven.
啊，他就有资格啊，来服侍神。
And then he had the ability to serve God.
后来神就出声音呼叫。
God later on cried out and he said,
说谁能够被我差遣？啊，为我去传福音，
said,
啊，传警告给以色列百姓。
Whom shall I send, and who will go for us to preach the message of warning to the people?
以赛亚一听到这个声音呢、啊，就说、啊：“主啊，我在这里，请你来差遣我吧。
”When Isaiah heard this, he said, "Here am I, Lord, send me."
啊，所以以赛亚先知啊，他知道神要借着他啊来向以色列百姓传警告。
The prophet Isaiah knew that God was to use him to preach a message of warning to the people.
所以他一听到主的呼声啊，他就说啊，我在这里啊，请你来差遣我。
Which is why when he heard the calling of God, he cried out and said, "Here am I, send me."
啊，虽然当时他这个工作啊非常艰难。
Even though his work that he had to perform was very difficult.
神说啊，这个百姓他们心啊，好像被那个酒油啊，把他们蒙蔽了。
God said that the hearts of the people are dull.
啊，所以他们虽然眼睛看到啊，但是看不清楚。
Even though they see with their eyes, they do not understand.
但是他们耳朵听见了、啊，他们又听不明白。
Even though they hear with their ears, they cannot understand with their hearts.
所以他们啊，一直都不悔改，不回转。
Therefore, they never repent and do not return.
所以表示说、啊，神差遣以赛亚去传福音。
This meant that God was sending Isaiah to preach.
啊，让以赛亚知道说这个工作啊是很艰难的。
But it would be a very difficult work.
不是说啊，你一传呐、啊，大家都悔改相信呐、啊。
It wouldn't be that if you preached and everyone would accept and repent.
因为有的人呐、啊，虽然听见看见呐、啊，但是他们还是不信的。
Because there are some people, even though they hear and they see, yet they don't turn and believe.
啊，虽然别人不信，但是你既然做一个传道人呐、啊，你就要尽你传道的功夫啊。
Even though people may not believe as a preacher, you still must do your duty to preach.
啊，不管是顺利的环境或不顺利的环境。
Whether it's in smooth times or not.
啊，主管照着你所领受的职分啊，啊这样去传扬。
The only thing you have to do is do according to your duty and proclaim the gospel.
啊，所以这是以赛亚啊，他从神所领受到的职分。
This was the a duty which Isaiah received from God.
啊，既然有神的呼召啊，啊，不管任务多么艰难呐、啊，啊，就很顺服的啊，被主来使用。
If God had called Isaiah to proclaim this message, then he would submit to God and proclaim it no matter what.
好像这个驴驹啊，门徒一解开啊，啊，他就很顺服的被牵走了。
And it's just like this colt. As soon as he was loosed, he followed the disciples' submit.
这个驴驹的主人呐、啊，跟众人呐、啊，他们就问说啊，你们这驴驹要做什么？
Now the owner of the cult and the people around, they asked him, what are you doing loosening the cult?
因为他把这个驴驹啊, 抚养长大了, 啊, 刚好是够使用, 可以使用的时候,
the master, he had spent so much time raising this cult, and the cult was just right and ready to be used.
结果被主耶稣啊, 看中了,
and yet now Jesus looked favorably upon this
因为这一批驴驹啊, 正好合乎主来使用,
because this cult just happened to be ready to be used by God.
啊, 既然主耶稣要用, 啊, 这个驴驹的主人啊, 啊, 就不再讲话了,
and if Jesus needed to use this cult, then the cult's master had nothing to say.
因为他有一个认识啊, 主耶稣才是真正这个驴驹的主人,
because he knew and understood that Jesus was the true master of the cult.
我只不是啊, 做一个管家,
and the master of the cult was merely just a steward,
啊, 把这个驴鸡把它抚养长大,
to raise this cult.
啊, 既然现在主耶稣啊, 他是真正的主人, 他要用了,
and if Jesus is a true master and is now needing this cult to use,
所以他就任凭主耶稣主用,
then he of course is willing to let Jesus take it.
所以我们在服侍神的人啊, 也是要有这样的观念,
well, for those of us who serve God, we also need to have the same conscience.
所以我们在上一次 圣公人人讲习会的时候，我们谈到这个受托的真理。
That's why when we were in the Holy Worker Seminar, we talked about the truth behind entrustment.
我们知道，我们一切所有的都是主耶稣托付给我们管理的。
We know that everything we have is given to us by God to manage.
我们的身体，我们的生命，我们的时间啊, 这是神给我们的。
Our body, our lives, our time, it's all given to us by God.
我们的家庭，我们的聪明才智。
Our family, our intelligence, our wealth.
我们的财富。
And all that we have,
我们的儿女,
our children,
全部都是主耶稣托付给我们管理的。
All of these things are what Jesus entrusts to us to manage.
啊, 所以我们怎样做一个忠心的管家?
But the question is, how do we be a faithful servant?
来好好啊, 管理神所托付给我们这些产业,
to manage well all the inheritance that God gives to us.
啊, 我们凡事把它预备好了, 等到有一天主要使用的时候,
as long as we prepare them until one day where God is willing to use it,
我们都可以认主来使用,
then we can be willing to let God use it.
啊, 这是我们啊, 作为一个管家, 所应当尽的本分。
This is the duty that as stewards we should do.
所以我们看到亚伯拉罕呢，阿拉把以撒抚养长大。
We look at Abraham, we know that he raised Isaac.
主耶稣突然神说，你把你的儿子献给我。
But then one day God says, offer your son to me.
亚伯拉罕没有再讲话，就把儿子带着，就是要把他献给神。
Without speaking a word, Abraham took his son to offer him.
因为他知道说，这是神给他的，他只不过是一个管家而已。
Because he knew and understood that Isaac was not his, instead was given to
him.
And so if God wanted this son that was his only son, then he was willing to give it to God.
摩西的父母啊, 啊, 栽培摩西跟他的哥哥跟姐姐。
Moses' parents raised up his older brother Aaron and his sister Miriam.
啊, 把他们, 啊, 照顾抚养长大。
They raised them and they kept them.
后来他们三个人啊都能够被主所重用。
Later on, all three of them were able to be used by God.
啊, 一个成为大祭司, 一个是以色列人的领导者, 一个是女先知。
One became a high priest, the other was the leader of the Israelites, and the latter was a prophetess.
所以我觉得说啊, 这个摩西的父母亲啊, 真的很伟大。
So I feel Moses' parents were truly great.
啊, 培养三个孩子啊, 都能够被主重用。
They were able to train up three children who were used by God.
啊, 哈拿也很伟大。
Hannah was also the same.
啊, 没有孩子的时候向神求。
Before she had any children, she pleaded with God.
哦神啊, 你是给我一个儿子, 啊, 将来这个儿子, 我要让他一辈子来服侍神。
And she said, give me a son and then I will give him to you to serve you for his entire life.
啊, 所以撒母耳啊, 断奶的时候就被他送到会幕里面了，他一辈子在那边服侍神。
And we see truly after Samuel was weaned, she brought him to the temple and he served God his entire life.
我们知道撒母耳是一个相当好的先知。
And we also know that Samuel was a very good prophet.
借着他能够让以色列整个国家带来复兴。
Through him, the entire kingdom of the Israelites was revived.
借着他让以色列国从衰落当中进到一个荣耀的
And through Samuel, the Israelites departed from a time of downfall and entered into a glorious period.
所以我们怎样做一个忠心的好管家？
And so we ask ourselves, how do we become good and faithful
servants? 来好好管理神托给我们的一切。
How do we become stewards so that we can maintain all of God's possessions?
等到主要用的时候，我们都可以把它现在主的面前呢，让主来善用。
Until the time where God is ready to use it, and then we can offer it before God.
我们就能够成为一个忠心良善的好仆人。
And then we can be deemed as good and faithful servants.
我们看到这个离居啊，被主耶稣坐上以后。
We see that after the colt was ridden on by Jesus,
他说众人啊，要把衣服啊，把那个树枝啊铺在路上，
that all the people took off their clothes and put branches on the ground.
让驴驹啊带着主耶稣啊走过啊，进到耶路撒冷。
So that this colt with Jesus riding on him could ride on into Jerusalem.
在一路上啊，众人大声欢呼。
And then on the way, all the people would cry out,
说何山啊，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
Saying, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
说大卫的国啊，是应当称颂的。 高高在上，何山啊。
Blessed is the kingdom of our father David, Hosanna in the highest.
因为主耶稣也要借着这样啊，来显出他的荣耀。
Jesus did this in order to manifest his glory.
所以虽然众人在那边欢呼啊，歌颂主。
Even though all the people were crying out and praising Jesus.
同样的，这一批驴驹啊，因为主耶稣骑在他上面。
In the same way, because Jesus was riding on the colt.
所以他可以跟主一同享受荣耀。
This colt too shared in God's glory.
因为众人都把那个衣服，还有树枝铺在路上啊，让他。
Because all of the people's clothing and the leaves and the branches were paved for him to walk on.
当然，我们在服侍主的路上啊，不是都是想荣耀的。
Of course, when in our path of servitude to God, it's not to receive glory.
主耶稣这一次是非常荣耀的进耶路撒冷。
But this time, Jesus very gloriously entered into
Jerusalem. 但是过了将近一个礼拜以后啊。
Yet not even a week later.
主耶稣是被带着进到耶路撒冷啊去受审判。Jesus
was brought to Jerusalem to be judged.
最后在耶路撒冷城外啊，在那边被杀。And
later, killed outside of the city.
那我们知道，我们服侍主的人。We
know that we who serve God.
有时候是跟主一同享受荣耀。Sometimes
we share with God in glory.
但是有时候也要跟主一同受苦。
But sometimes we need to suffer with him as well.
不管是欢乐的日子，或者是受苦的日子，
whether it's times of joy or times of tribulation,
我们都能够跟主在一起呀，跟主同苦，跟主同乐。
We can always be with Jesus to have joy and to suffer.
能够忍受一切呀，到底。
And to endure all things until the end.
我们就是知道将来啊，在神的国里面呢，那个荣耀就是极重无比的。
Because we know that in the end, the glory of eternal life is greater than anything else.
所以保罗在传道里的时候啊，有时候啊，非常的顺利啊，行了神迹，还有人呢。 拿花签啊，牵牛要来给他献祭。
We look at Paul, a lot of times he's very successful in preaching the gospel and people would bring things to him to offer to him.
但是有时候也会遇到啊，人家拿石头啊，给他打得半死。
But yet there were other times where people would bring stones to him in order to stone him to death.
但是无论怎么样的人环境啊，保罗都是能够忍受下来。
However, we see that in all circumstances, Paul was able to keep his composure.
所以我们有时候为主劳苦啊。
Sometimes,
将来我们才能够真正啊跟主同享荣耀。
Sometimes we labor for the Lord, but in the end we will receive our reward and glory with
him. 所以圣经里面说啊，流泪撒种的将来才能够欢呼收割。
The Bible says, "They who sow in tears shall reap in joy."
因为我们为主所流的眼泪啊，主都把它珍藏在那个皮带里面了，而说我们所做的都能够蒙纪念。
Because every drop of tear we shed is collected by Jesus in a leather pouch as a remembrance for us.
所以不管任何的环境啊，就是做一个忠心的神的仆人到底。So
that no matter what the circumstance, we may still become a faithful servant until the very end.
有一次啊，保罗要回到耶路撒冷。
One time, Paul was returning to Jerusalem.
有一个先知就拿保罗的皮带。
And there was a prophet who took Paul's own belt.
绑在自己的身上。
And then he bound it upon himself.
说，将来耶路撒冷有人啊，要来像这样来捆绑那个皮带的主人。
And then he said that someone one day in Jerusalem will bind the owner in like manner of this belt.
也就是预言说啊, 保罗到了耶路撒冷以后啊，会被捆绑。 会下监.
It was prophesying that when Paul entered Jerusalem, he would be bound and thrown into prison.
为着传道理啊，受很多苦.
That for the sake of preaching the gospel, he would suffer much.
他说很多人呢，就流泪啊，劝保罗说啊，你不要到耶路撒冷去了.
When the people heard it, many of them shed tears and encouraged Paul not to go to Jerusalem.
因为众人哭得很伤心呐，所以保罗就有点为难.
Because the people wept so bitterly, Paul was in a dilemma.
保罗就为他们说啊，你们为什么这样呢？让我心都快碎掉了。
And he said to them, "Why are you like this, causing my own heart to be shattered?"
我为着要完成主耶稣托付给我的使命。
In order to fulfill the commission entrusted to me by God.
不只是被捆绑，就是为主上吊生命啊，我都在所不惜。
Not only am I willing to be bound and thrown into prison, I am willing to even die.
因为啊，我从来我不敢违背主耶稣借着意象来选召我。
Because I do not dare disobey the commission God entrusted to me when I saw him in the vision.
所以虽然要面对逼迫，面对下监呢。
So even though Paul was confronted with persecution and imprisonment,
甚至有为主殉道的机会啊。
Even with the opportunity to be a martyr for God,
但他都在所不惜。
This was all acceptable to him.
后来他真的到了耶路撒冷被捆绑啊，后来被送到。
Eventually, he was bound in Jerusalem and sent to Rome to be judged.
说我们看到，说这是神的仆人呐，应当有的本分呐。But
what we see is that this is what the servants of God ought to possess.
能够把握各样的机会啊，能够为主做工啊，在所不惜。
Every opportunity to work for God, no matter the circumstance.
不管是顺利的环境，你。 不顺利的环境,
whether where things are proceeding smoothly or not,
都能够成为主所用的器皿,
they can all become vessels used by God.
我们这谈一点哦,
lastly, we'll talk about one point.
说这驴驹啊, 原来是被绑着的,
this colt originally was bound.
但是主耶稣差遣啊, 门徒说, 你们要去把驴驹啊, 解开, 然后把他牵来，因为主要用他。
But Jesus said to his disciples to go and loosen this colt and bring him to him because he had need of it.
原来这是一匹很能用、非常好的驴驹。
This was a very good colt.
那是因为被绑在那里啊，没有好好的善用它。
But because he was bound, he was not properly utilized.
所以非常的可惜。
And so that's very unfortunate.
所以主耶稣叫门徒说，你们要去把它解开。
But Jesus told his disciples to loosen it and bring it to him because he needed it.
我们在教会里面也会发现啊，有很多好的器皿。
And the church will often find that there are many good vessels.
都已经预备好了啊，但是好像驴驹一样被绑在那里呀。
They're ready and able to be used by God, and yet they're like this colt and bound and just sitting
there. 没有办法好好的善用它。
Where they're not properly utilized.
有的是被世界绑住, 有的是被家庭绑住。
Some of them are bound by the world, and some are bound by their families.
所以让他没有办法好好的发挥啊, 善用, 在神的侍奉工作上。
Because of this, they're not able to manifest themselves and be utilized in God's work.
所以主耶稣对门徒交代说啊, 你们要去把驴驹解开, 要把它牵来。
But God Jesus commanded his disciple to loosen this colt and bring him.
所以教会里面啊，有很多啊，很好的、很优秀的青年。
In the church, there are many outstanding youth.
也有很多啊，很有专长的弟兄姐妹。
And there are many brothers and sisters with specialized talents.
但是他们的恩赐啊，被闲置着，没有办法好好善用。
But unfortunately, their talents are not utilized and cannot be used.
没有办法，还没有加入圣工行列的，真的很可惜。
And they have not yet to participate in the work of God.
所以教会有需要好好的去发掘每一个人的恩赐。
This is unfortunate, and the church needs to find out the talents of every member.
好好的栽培善用,
to cultivate it and use it wisely.
圣经里面说啊, 保罗是神所要用的器皿。
The Bible says Paul was a vessel that God wanted to use.
那保罗刚刚信主的时候, 非常热心。
When Paul first believed, he was very fervent.
他就跑到耶路撒冷的时候,
and when he went to Jerusalem,
说那个耶路撒冷的属徒啊, 没有人会认为说啊, 他已经真正信主了。
The Bible says that many disciples and apostles there were not willing to believe, he believed in Jesus.
他说唯有巴拿巴跟他亲近，然后带着他去见使徒。
However, only Barnabas was willing to draw near to him to bring Paul to the apostles.
后来这个保罗回到自己的家乡去。
Later on, Paul returned to his own hometown.
因为神给他一段时间的隐藏的灵修生活。
Because God gave him a period of time where he can hide himself to cultivate.
巴拿巴到了安提阿以后。
Later on, Barnabas one time went to Antioch.
他知道说这个教会里面有很多侍奉工作需要有人帮忙。
He knew that the church in Antioch had a lot of work that needed help.
所以他就专程跑到大树城的地方，请扫罗出来。
And then so he especially went to Tarsus to call Saul out.
所以他们就在安提亚的教会，在那边同工侍奉一段时间。
And then the two of them served God together in Antioch for a period of
time. 他们后来在祷告当中，神就借着圣灵说，要派保罗跟巴拿巴。
Later on, after prayer, God chose Barnabas and Paul to send them to Asia Minor and throughout the rest of the area.
所以我们知道说，保罗本来是神所预备、使用非常好的器皿。
We know Paul was a vessel that was very able to be used by God.
但是很多的人就看不出来。
But unfortunately, many people couldn't see this.
但是这个巴拿巴就有这样的恩赐，很会栽培人，会发掘人才。
However, Barnabas had this ability where he could recognize the talent and he.
所以我们好像那个很多的宝石啊，很宝贵啊，在那个山里面。
And sometimes it's like many precious stones that are hidden in a mountain.
但是你没有去把它挖掘出来。
Unless you dig it out.
没有把它好好的去锻炼它。
And try to to make it apparent.
所以虽然很好的宝石就荒废在那里，没有办法善用。
Then even though it is a good stone and precious jewel, it can't be used.
就失掉了它的价值。
And it loses its value.
他说这个教会很需要就是发掘人才，训练栽培人才。
What the church needs is the ability to recognize talent and to cultivate.
让那些人才都能够贡献他们的恩赐，来让教会使用，来。
So that all the people can utilize their talent in God's work and so the church may prosper.
不要让那些有恩赐的人就让他们闲置了。
And we shouldn't let those who have talents just fall to the wayside.
我们最近在神学的训练上有一个方向的修正。
Recently in our theological program, we've had a little modification in our direction.
我们大专生有一个神学的训练班，他们要上课三年。
We have a program that for NYTSGP, they have to be trained for 3 years. They will come every year for 2 weeks.
主要就是学圣经里面的道理。
The purpose for the seminar is for them to learn the teachings in the Bible.
另外以前有一个叫做进修班，在上一层。
After they completed this 3 year program, there was another program called the GP program, where they would further their studies.
就是从道理上更深入，读一些研究。
Originally, the intention was that they would have a more in-depth study of the truth.
但是后来教会挖掘说，只是懂很多的圣经的知识，这样还不够。
Later on, the church realized that it's not enough for the believers to know a lot of teachings.
更重要的就是把怎样把我们所学习的道理啊。 在我们的侍奉当中，把它发挥出来。
What was more important was to how to utilize this truth to manifest it in our servitude.
所以我们现在的进修班，就把它改成为宣牧志工的训练班。
And so now we've changed the name of this graduate program to be a training on evangelical and pastoral work.
所以以后的训练方向就是。 你们懂了一些道理以后，将来怎么做布道的工作，怎么从事教会的牧养工作。
And so the purpose is after completing the normal 3 year program, then they will partake in this other class to learn how to utilize.
每年还是两个星期的训练。
Evangelical and pastoral work.
训练完以后，就回到地方教会，就领会啦，或者当各样的侍奉工作。
So that after they complete this program, they can go back to the local church to help with servitude and leading services.
然后从这个在教会地方教会实习当中，优秀的人，我们再把他遴选出来。And
then after these people intern in their church for a period of time, then we can select some of the best.
好像义务的补助传道性质，就是。 那个义工的传道的性质。
Also, so that they can have the status as a volunteer minister.
我们会把他派到开拓的地方啊。利用假期去帮助开拓地方啊，来发展圣工。
Send them to pioneering places for periods of time to help preach the gospel.
啊，就相当于啊，没有拿薪水的传道者一样。
And they're equivalent to preachers. They just don't receive salary.
也可以帮助地方的教会，也可以帮助一些开拓的地方。
And they can help the local church, but also help pioneering regions.
啊，所以这是教会未来发展的一个方向。
And so this is one of the directions of the growth of the church.
因为我们呢、啊、要。单靠啊少数的传道人啊来建设整个教会啊，这是很困难的。
Because it's very difficult for us to rely on a few ministers to help build up church.
啊，所以我们盼望说，将来训练的方向啊，就是人人都是一个传道者。
But what we hope is that in the future, everyone is a preacher.
啊，人人都能够贡献智慧啊，啊能够来让主使用。
Where everyone can utilize themselves to be used by God.
啊。所以我们要把这些人才把它发掘出来啊，啊，好好的训练，好好的善用它。
But we first have to identify and find these talents so that we can cultivate it and train it up.
啊，因为这是主耶稣啊，托付门徒的使命，要把驴驹啊把它解开，把它牵来，让主来使用。
Because this is the charge that Jesus gave to his disciples to find the colt and to loosen him.
啊，盼望我们都能够啊。啊、做主耶稣的仆人、啊、每一个人、啊、都让主使用、啊啊、来让主得荣耀。
And then bring it to Jesus. And we hope that in the future, everyone can become a call able to be used by God.
啊、主耶稣、啊、让众人欢呼、啊、
Jesus caused all of the people to cry.
但是我们也会像这个驴驹一样、啊、跟主一起同享荣耀。
But we will be like this call to also share in Jesus' glory.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
398首。
Hymn 398.
神学生的考试。
Because the IA had a examination for would-be TTP students.
笔试完以后啊，有一个口试。
After the written examination, there was the oral examination.
联总的负责人呢、啊，分散在每个国家。
Because all of the IA committee members are.
所以我们是透过电话啊。
Are scattered throughout various countries. We had the examination by phone.
这被考试的人呢、啊，他要十五分钟正道，然后大概一个多小时的问话。
And every applicant would have a 15-minute sermon and 1 hour of interview.
我提供有一个姐妹啊。
And there was a sister.
我看到她那个服侍的热诚啊，真的很受感动。
I was very touched by her fervency in servitude.
她花了很多时间求学做准备。
She spent a lot of time in her studies to prepare herself.
她可以拿到博士学位。
She was even able to obtain her PhD.
现在是在写论文。
Now she's a writer.
她也有很多工作经验，她这个文宣方面、宗教教育方面都相当好的经验。
She's working on her thesis, and she has a lot of good experience in the workforce.
她也花了很多祷告的功夫。
But she also spent a lot of time in prayer.
她知道说啊，这是她侍奉的方向。
She understood and knew that this was the direction of her servitude.
我们听她在讲道理啊，那个道理很深入。
And when we listened to her sermons, it was very in depth.
一个小时的一个多小时的口试当中啊。我们一直很感动，很感受他的那个服侍的热忱。
And in her interview, we were all very touched throughout the entire hour.
十岁的时候洗礼。
She was baptized when she was 10.
所以是在教会里面成长。
So she grew up basically in the
church. 还有很多啊，很好的一些求学跟侍奉上的一些经历。
And she has a lot of good experience in her own studies and in school.
尤其那一种服侍的热忱啊，那更是让人感动。
But more importantly, it's the fervency of her servitude that really touched us.
所以教会真的很需要各方面的人才。
The church truly needs a lot of workers in different aspects.
所以现在神学生的招考，弟兄姐妹都可以说。
Which is why now we are accepting both brothers and sisters for theological training.
因为除了站讲台啦。文宣、网路，还有宗教教育，很多的工作都可以做。
Because there's a lot of work in addition to sermon speaking, such as the internet ministry, literary ministry, and other types.
我们今年的九月啊，会开学。
Starting this coming September, we begin our classes.
现在已经有好几位，有的从英国、加拿大，他们会来上课。
And we have many applicants who will be coming from Canada and the UK.
那时候我们特别为教会的这些事工祷告，还能够栽培更多的人。
And so we continue to pray for the church so that God will continue to call
more
workers.
鼓励青年哦，能够预备好自己，将来能够被神重用。
And we hope that the church, the youth can prepare themselves to be used in the future by God.
因为神的应许啊，这个殿后来的荣耀要大过先前。
Because the promise of God is that the glory of the latter temple will be greater than the former.
神会用各样的方法，用各样的人力物力啊，来兴起他的工作。
And God will use many different ways in order to prosper His work.
我们现在一起来祷告，也求主带领出我们希罗波教会。
Let's now kneel down to pray one accord and ask God to guide the Hillsboro.
让我们每个弟兄姐妹、啊、都能够贡献我们的智慧、恩赐跟能力
，so that all of us may be willing to offer up our talents and our ability and wisdom，
来让主的名得荣耀
，so that the name of God may be glorified，
让主的平安充满了在我们当中
，and His peace may fill amongst us。
一起祷告
，Let's pray one accord。
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。